It's time for Skirvo's Real Estate Matters. Thanks to Roberts Real Estate, your local consultants on the West Coast.
And joining me on the line this morning is the State Manager of Roberts Real Estate, Khan Dick. Good morning, Khan. How are you going?
I'm well, Cameron. Good morning to you also.
All right. Now, we were discussing off-air that if any of our listeners are thinking of selling on the West Coast, that there are a number of considerations they need to be discussing with their agent in the first instance. You mentioned motivation and purpose as one of these important first steps. What is that exactly?
Well, I guess that's the point in time, Cameron, where you've made a conscious decision that, yes, I'm going to need some assistance in regards to selling my property. Now, this is not necessarily taking a step towards going to market, but you need to find out more. And certainly Roberts Real Estate is well placed to be able to provide you with information in regards to why you're selling. So in terms of purpose and motivation, I guess that means time frames also, you've got to ask yourself, why am I selling? And what are the reasons behind me wanting to invite Roberts Real Estate to potentially assist me with that process? And it could be a myriad of reasons why. It could be you're wanting to divest a rental property. You may be downsizing. Conversely, you may be looking at upsizing. Or you may be the executive of a deceased estate, or it may be power of attorney related. So there's a myriad of reasons and scenarios to why people do sell their properties. And that's something that that your Roberts Real Estate representative would more than happy to sit down with you and discuss in detail. And you really do need to have a plan, whether it be short-term, mid-term, or long-term. So you may be thinking, well, listen, now's not the time to be selling, and I'm probably working towards a 3 to 5 year plan. But that does not prevent you today speaking to a Roberts Real Estate representative to understand the process better.
Sure. Okay, and then there was choice of agency?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very important decision we're making here. We understand that. Your listeners would, and I'm sure that the majority would have been involved either in the purchase or selling of property sometime at some stage. But you've really got to ask yourself, when it comes to someone, to an agent that I'm needing to entrust such an important process to, you're needing maximum experience. So you're looking for an agency that can provide, has the background, has the runs on the board, I guess, for want of a better term, in regards to its performance. And as I mentioned in our previous catch-up, Cameron, Roberts Real Estate have been trading continuously here in the state of Tasmania, and Tasmania only for over 150 years. Now, it'd be fair to say that we've done a pretty good job to be hanging around for that period of time. So we've been there for the long haul for the Tasmanian community and Tasmanian property sellers and purchasers. So when it comes to experience, you know, you wouldn't need to look too much further than a business like ours. And the other thing to consider too is buying power. It's probably something that sellers don't necessarily think of when it comes to selling the property, but a business our size, and as I've mentioned previously, 14 office locations, 100 staff statewide, we enjoy very good rates through our suppliers in terms of the marketing platforms we use. So in the majority of cases, in the vast majority of cases, we're able to provide you the best advertising rate. So that's another consideration as well. And thirdly, Roberts Real Estate, given that size and its history, has the resources available to provide you with an exceptional level of service. Now, could take nothing away from our competitors whatsoever. You'll find that a lot of boutique agencies run on probably one, maybe two administration staff. With Roberts Real Estate, if you're listing your property with us, you'll have up to 7 to 10 people supporting your property representatives in the selling of your property. So that ensures diligence, that ensures accuracy, and ensures timeliness in every facet of the process.
Now, am I right in saying that Roberts Real Estate places a big emphasis on having a solid communications plan in place?
Yes, it does. And again, I mentioned last time we spoke, Cameron, that communication, especially with a process as important as this, needs to be of exceptionally high level. We are continually encouraging and training our people to deliver exceptional levels of communication. And I can tell you now, no one has ever complained to me about being communicated too much, okay? It's often the other way around where they don't receive adequate communication. So our people know, and that's an industry-wide thing, our people are head and shoulders above their competitors in terms of understanding the importance of that. And it's always good to have a communications plan set from the get-go between the seller and the agent to understand what the seller's expectations are around communications. Some people like to be communicated to frequently, which is great. Happy to assist there. And others just want regular updates as required. So it is a case of whatever the seller's preference is. We're there at their service. We're there to respect their wishes and needs. But again, yeah, it's that communication thing is something that Robert's really does pride itself on.
Okay, if any of our listeners want more advice, where do they go to?
Cameron, your listeners can feel free to get in touch with Wendy Van Balen on 0409 411 434 and Nadia Burke, 0437 369 117. Our property sales representatives on the West Coast, or alternatively, you can contact us on www.robertsre.com.au.
Karen, thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Cameron. See you soon.
Good on you. That's Karen Dick talking to us, the State Manager of Roberts Real Estate for Real Estate Matters, 7XS.